If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is so great to be with everybody on this Tuesday. And with me, the most important man of all, Wayne Breezy. How we doing, Wayne?
Doing good, man. It's officially mock draft time because we are 4 weeks to the draft, right? So it's official now. Everything. The pro days are done. The scouting is done. Maybe top 30 visits will happen. Do the Niners particularly draft a lot of players on these top 30 visits? It's weird. I got to figure out that ratio. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to have some fun today.
My thing whenever I do, I haven't done a lot of mock drafts this year, Wayne. I've been watching yours. You're always crushing it. So I wanted to use a different site today. So we're going to be on Mock Draft Database, which I like their boards. I don't like their platform, but their boards I feel like are better. And so we're going to upset a lot of people. That's okay. We love you. Disagree all you want. That's okay. We're not here to piss you off, but that's just a byproduct of us working. It just happens, right? Sometimes it happens. I mean, look at Wayne's hat. Freaking Silverback. He upset lots of people right now, but that's just the way it goes sometimes. Don't worry. Silverback's not going anywhere. Trent Williams here to stay, right?
I agree. I was just watching a reel. Somebody put out a reel of some highlights from the Silverback. And what led the reel was when he said, "You better shut the fuck up before I punch you in the face." And then he punched Richard Sherman in the face. I think that was one of the greatest moments I've ever seen in my entire life. Because, you know, Richard Sherman is a trash talker for sure, right? Yeah, he just runs the mouth, I think. And we just have a bully. And I think that is the idea that I'm going to attack this mock draft. Ooh. With a bully mentality. From the offensive line, from the rooter to the tutor, bro. Let's get it. Like, it's got to be bullies.
And so here's the format today, okay? I'm going to be the scouting community / coaches, and I'm going to give Wayne three to five options, and Wayne is Kyle Shanahan. He's the decision maker, okay? So Wayne is in charge, but I'm going to limit him because I want to learn. Again, I told Wayne this before the show. I'm being selfish as hell because I want to learn from Wayne. I know he's put in so much freaking work. And if you guys haven't got subscribed yet, go check out the Wayne Breezy wherever it is that you watch and or listen. So without further ado, let's get this bad boy started. Let me head over here. Let's share the screen. Let's get everything set up. We are using Mock Draft Database. So here is the format. We're picking 49ers. We're doing all seven rounds. I don't know if we're going to have picks in all seven rounds. We'll have some trade options. We'll see. We're going to go really, really fast. So just because, I mean, we don't have a pick in the third round. We don't have a pick in the fifth, sixth, seventh round. This is what it's going to be. And I do want to let everybody know, I'm going to be live the first, second, and third day, probably not the entire third day of the draft. Wayne, what do you have draft plans already? Do you know yet what your plans are?
Yeah, I'm still waiting on Bleacher Report, but nine times out of ten, I'll be live on the channel. And then I'll be doing some stuff for Bleacher as well. But it's gonna be fun. Day one, day two, the only days that really matter. Day three, it's gonna be quick.
Yeah.
And you can enjoy your Saturday. Like,
that's right. This is going to be the fastest draft ever. You ain't even got to watch the end of the second day. You ain't got to watch the end of the third day.
Right.
Like, it's going to be quick, 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 man.
I would like, you know, to see what the database is cooking in that fourth round. Because if I could trade pick 138 back, I would do it with a heartbeat.
Yeah.
With, you know, in a heartbeat.
I like that. Look at this. Red Jet Shell. Remember for 26 months. She says, 26 months seems like yesterday. Appreciate you. Incredible. Just absolutely incredible. Wow. I love the support right here. Little Bird told me there's a college that features both of you, a collage that features both. I thought
we going to college, John. Let's go.
I can't even read right. After,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah. We both were going to go, even though I wasn't going to correct you, but we were going to go. I was going to ride with you, bro. Ride or die. Bad boys for life.
Respect. That's right. Thug life. All right, here we go. So we're going fast. So I'm going to pause it relatively quick. Now, here's the next. I love Mock Draft Database's boards better than anybody else's. Their platform's a little lacking, but it's still legit. So I'm going to start it, and then I'm going to pause it and try to get us a couple picks before.
Can you zoom 49ers in, like, on the board? Like,
yes.
Hold just up one.
Yes.
A little bit.
And this is kind of the thing, is sometimes it sticks. Oh, look at that. First time whenever I'm streaming, and it goes out. So there we go. We'll go through these trades. Let me zoom in just a little bit.
Oh, man, this is a sweet. That's good enough.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So, yeah, it lags a little bit sometimes, especially whenever I'm live, but I love their board. So, we got three trade offers. Now, I am going to rule out the unreasonable trade. So, if we get one of these crazy ones, I'm going to say we're not going to take it. I want this to be realistic.
Thank you.
First trade, Buffalo. We don't even get a second round pick. We're falling back to the end of the third and the fifth, but we get a second, fourth, fifth next year. Man, we would not get one dynamic player this draft. That's a major, major draft haul, but you're falling back so far. You're not even getting a first or second round pick this year, and you're already limited on picks. I don't like that one. Tennessee, fall back from 27 to 35, pick up a fourth and a fifth.
Thought. This is interesting, though. This is interesting, right? Because you're only falling back, you know, a few spots. You know what I'm saying?
Fall back eight, get a fourth and a fifth.
Get a fourth and a fifth. I don't know, like, I know you're playing the scout role, but I want you to put on a GM hat real quick because I want to have this conversation. If we did entertain this, how cool are you falling back, not having a first-round pick? I know we don't necessarily use that fifth-year option, right? But depending on the position that you draft, you kind of want that fifth-year option. So we haven't used it on a wide receiver, right? So did we use it on Brandon Ayuk? I can't remember. But
it was factored into the contract.
It was factored into the contract. Yeah. That's what I thought. So I'm curious. Like, I kind of would do that. I kind of would entertain that, you know, moving back, you know, no more than 10 spots. I think that's my limit. You know what I'm saying? In the second round.
Right. And so if we look at the draft trade chart, that trade, you'd fall back to pick 35. So we're looking at, we got to make up 130 points. 96 for that pick 101. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty close. It's pretty spot on as far as the draft trade chart goes. So, like, you're not getting a crazy value. You're not ripping anybody off. This is a straight-up point-for-point trade. You get more dart throws, but let's see what's on the board. Let's start there and just kind of see what's out there and kind of go from there. What do you think?
Yeah, we could do that, man. I just feel like we're going to rule out a couple of positions. Like, I just think we're going edge or wide receiver here, regardless. You can rule out offensive line. You can rule out whatever. I mean, the offensive line is deep. I understand that it might not be as elite as we want it to be right now, but focus right now for the 49ers, the main focus is getting Trent Williams reworked back into this system, and then you're good to go from there, right? I think that's the focus. So,
well said.
It's so, those two positions. I'm sorry.
All right, let's go through it then. Big board. Keldrick Faulk has fallen. Caleb Lamu, Omar Cooper Jr., Peter Woods, Emmanuel McNeil Warren, CJ Allen, KC Concepcion, Ty Simpson. That's probably what some of those teams are trying to trade up. Colton Hood, Max Iheanacher, Zion Young. Like, this board has fallen relatively well. Malachi Lawrence. There's a lot of guys. Now, you said focus on edge or wide receiver.
Yeah, I think those would be the two positions. I know we need a safety. I know we want to upgrade at the safety. We need a free safety. I do see McNeil Warren here. I definitely would love to draft him at pick 27 because that just sure, you know. But again, we have these types of players. I just don't know if the safety is going to be a position that the Niners covet in round one. I would do it, but I would like to trade down. I think getting a fourth and fifth round pick,
fourth and a fifth. The regular season is wrapped and the NBA playoffs are finally here. There's no better way to cash in on the high flying hoops action than Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. Every bucket, every dime, every win means more when you're playing Prize Picks. So don't pass up your next shot with Prize Picks and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. And they have Do It Live 2026 NBA Final Sweepstakes, where you pick live squares during NBA playoffs and you could win a trip for two to the NBA Finals. To enter, you make a $5 lineup with at least one live NBA player pick. During any of the 2026 NBA playoffs, live player picks are picks made after the game is already in progress. And if you've never played Prize Picks before, you just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. It's that easy. You get them right, you win. It's one of the easiest apps to use. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers. To get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Fourth and a fifth, I think that adds so much more value because of the depth in this draft at certain positions, like the wide receivers, like the corners, like the safeties. I feel like there's depth there. It would suck, though, to give up that pick 27, though. I'm not going
to. So, I mean, you're sitting there staring at Omar Cooper Jr., KC Concepcion.
There's so many
Keldrick
wide receivers
Faulk.
That I love.
Like,
I feel like if we traded down, we can get Zion Young. He could play outside, inside like Peter Woods. Or you can go and you could get Malachi Lawrence, who will be a great edge rusher at pick 35. So 35 and 58 will be our 2 second-round picks. Or we could just wait and see what else presents itself.
Okay, so I'm going to give it to you. You got three options, okay? Mm-hmm. Or sorry, four options. Keldrick Faulk, who I think is, he's a top 15 player for me. Youngest player in the draft, does everything. Kind of a little redundant with your like first round pick last year.
Michael Williams, yeah.
I mean, how many, you're not going to be upset at having those type of edge players in the NFL. But, so Keldrick Faulk, I'm going Omar Cooper Jr., Casey Concepcion, or this Titans trade back. And again, you'd fall back 8 spots, pick up the first pick of the 4th round and the top 5 pick in the 5th round. Which one are you feeling? Kyle Shanahan / Wayne Breezy / the freaking man?
I think they're going first round pick.
Okay, so we're going to pick. We're going to pick then.
I think they go first round pick. That's what they're going to do. They've been waiting all year. I mean, if this was a trade back in the first round, like they moved down a few spots, I'd have did it without a doubt. But I think they go first round pick. And I think it's going to be edge. And I think the edge is going to be, I feel like they need to go speed here. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said, though, like we should, if we trade it back, we have an opportunity to get Lawrence and Mason Thomas, bro.
See, I love our Mason Thomas. Like, right. I
and Gabe Yakis is there as well. So, like, you have Derek Moore and Dennis Sutton, Josh Josephs. Right,
that's
so,
kind of the sweet spot,
right? Let's trade.
I feel like you're talking yourself into the trade.
Let's make the trade. Let's make the trade.
Let's
make
do
the trade.
This.
Let's make the trade. Let's make the mother freaking trade.
Oh, we even got the freaking sound. Look at that. All right, we're trade back. 27's gone. We're getting picked 35, 101, and 144. So we're going to accept it. And again, we're going fast, so we're not going to be able to pause. Oh, look at that. Our Mason Thomas still
okay,
there.
Okay, now this
Derek
is tough
Moore
for me
still
because,
there.
Yeah, this is because I'm a Derek Moore fan. But Omar Cooper is there at 35? Oh, he's
quite
the pick.
Possible. It's just done. There's no questions about it. You just
there can't
go.
Be no questions about it. I got pick 58, and I got a couple of edge guys I could get. But if Omar Cooper Jr. is still available at 35, he's the pick.
49ers had a top 30 visit with him. He does a little bit of everything, versatility. He's going to find his way into a role.
These are the players that we talked about, right? The Omar Cooper Juniors, the Jeremy Bernards. Those are the guys, the Chris Bells, right? But he's coming off an ACL injury, right? Omar Cooper Jr. is not. He's also a national champion. He also knows how to deal with adversity. He also knows how to deal with the limelight. He also knows. Give me Omar Cooper Jr., bro.
I love my favorite thing about Omar Cooper Jr. He just does everything. Look at this. Logan says, Omar, no. And then
really?
We traded. And then he said, never mind.
Oh, okay. 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 That's funny.
Howdy says, just turned into an epic trade back. I love it. What's up, Peachy? We see Peachy in the chat.
Hey,
I love
Peachy.
It. All right. We're taking the man, Omar Cooper Jr., and a trade back. So we got an extra 4th and a 5th.
Yeah. And now you can address the edge, and you didn't waste a first round pick. You got a first round guy in the second round. That's sweet. I'm not trading anymore. I think we got a realistic situation. We got a 4th and a 5th, and that's where the Niners' sweet spot is when it comes to drafting. Go to edge, please.
Oh, options here are the edge, top of the board. Joshua Josephs, love him. He's literally Leonard Floyd 2.0.
He's Leonard Floyd 2.0.
Romello Height, your speed edge guy. Keon Crawford, LT Overton. I feel like if we're going edge, it's probably down to these two.
It's those top two. Would it be a reach? I mean, it's not a reach to me. They have them ranked 80s in the 80s here. Can I see all first?
Yes, sir, 100%. Let's go through the big board for you. Christian Miller, defensive tackle, fell. Jadarian Price. Can Kyle Shanahan help himself? He is a stud. Chris Johnson, Jake Galladay. I love this part of the draft,
D'Angelo,
by the way.
Pons, oh, my God, is available.
Eli Stowers, A.J. Halsey, Jennings Dunker. You got Josiah Trotter, Keith Abney, Keelon Rutledge, Mike Washington, Antonio Williams, Malachi Fields, Zachariah
You have to get
the
edge. It's not a question. It's not a doubt. You have to go to edge. We don't have a third round pick. You have to go edge, and then you take your shot a little bit later on some of the other guys. Now, I'm torn between freaking Joshua Josephs, who has the long-ass arms, who has the reach, doesn't have the super speed off the edge, but is very twitchy, can win off the edge more than he lose off the edge, right? That's the crazy thing. And I think he's pretty decent against the run. His run defense is pretty good as well. But Romello Height, is somebody that I'm super high on. Now, does age play a factor here? Because if age plays a factor here, John, we got to go Joseph's over height. Height's 25.
Joseph's 21, height's 25.
Give me Joseph's.
So I like that. Like, I have no problem with that. I want to see what the chat says. Would you guys prefer Romelu height or Joseph?
I want height. I just think they go Joseph's.
You think they go? He does kind of fit a little bit more of that prototype. Like, he literally took over the role that James Pierce Jr. had in Tennessee. Right?
Tennessee, correct.
And who drafted James Pierce Jr. in the first round? Yeah, our defensive Raheem coordinator. Morris.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you want to like Joshua Joseph, watch the first half of the season at Tennessee. If you don't want to like him, watch the second half. First half looked like he was going to be a first round pick. Dominated, stepped in, looked like James Pierce 2.0. Built the same way.
Yeah.
Second half just kind of disappeared in the season. The more I watched him, I was just like, what's going on? Like, where's
he kind of winded down a little bit, like, you know what I mean? Or wore himself out, you know. But look, I think he's I think he'll be a dynamic situational edge rusher here with the San Francisco 49ers. And we got to improve the defensive end. I would draft 5 out of 6 picks for defensive end. That's what I would do. I'm getting defensive players in this draft. I know people won't like it. But I would just go defense, 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 man. Bolster up that defense. Get these young, fresh players in. People keep saying, oh, we're getting older, we're getting older. We're not getting older on the defense. Use the draft picks.
Yeah, and I'll say this. Like, the ceiling on Joshua Joseph's is very high because he could be a do-it-all. He'll be a pass rush specialist. Or he's correct. Slippery, man. He's just slippery. You're thinking Leonard Floyd. That's the idea. The younger... decade younger version. Romelu height is just a speed guy.
He's speed guy.
That's
he's speed
it.
Guy. Right.
I don't think you can go wrong.
But
with
I think I could find a speed guy. I wouldn't mind going 2 defensive ends. I like Mason Rager out of Wisconsin too, and I think he could give us some speed off the edge. So there's some guys. But give me. We're wasting too much time on a second pick. Did you pick him?
Yeah, we got him.
Oh, okay, good. We got pick 104 from the trade. Now, I'm not looking to move back. I don't know. I told you I'm one trade for me. I'm good.
I think that's realistic too.
And I agree. Now, nobody talks about Genesis Smith, the safety out of Arizona. I think it's a bunch of Tre'Davious Stoops, more the nickel guy. But I think Genesis Smith is a dope player. I also like Zaki Wheatley out of Penn State. We're looking for a free safety. Those are two players nobody necessarily talk about. I thought they had two really good combines. I do see Bryce Lance there.
I like Bryce Lance. I like his tape. And like, if you go Omar Cooper Jr., who we drafted, we traded back and we're able to get him. Like, he's an X or a Z where he's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Bryce is an XXXXX.
He's outside.
And so Omar Cooper plays the big slot role. He slides in there, but who's going to replace Mike Evans eventually?
Correct.
If you tell me you get Bryce Lance in the freaking, where are we picking at here? Which this is?
We're 101. Yeah.
So this is one of the extra bonus picks. A lot of these players, the Niners don't usually get a chance to draft because you're picking into the second, then the fourth round. Now, because we have that first pick of the fourth round with that Tennessee trade back, a lot of these guys aren't available usually. So this is a little bit of a unique view of the board here.
We literally have 5 fourth round picks. So here's where I am, right? I'm getting my safety here because there's 3 safeties I need, right? There's 3 safeties. So,
okay.
You scouted these guys. I'm going to give you Genesis Smith, who I like, but I like Zaki Wheatley a little bit better because he plays with a little bit more aggression. But when it comes to ball hawking, Bud Clark is staring me right in the face out of TCU, John. And I know my lighting is probably freaking people out in the background. My bad. I don't know. I got to figure out my camera settings. That's on me. But I really think we go Bud Clark here over those 2 safeties, bro. I think Bud Clark, I know he's light. I understand he's a little light, but you know what he does? He has the innate ability for the knack of footballs. Like, he gets the picks. And I just feel like that is what the Niners need on their defense. Give me Bud Clark right here, man.
My favorite thing about Bud Clark, he has my highest versatility score of any player in this draft.
Yeah.
6 foot, 188, fast as hell. He can play all 5 DV spots. I don't think you're going to put him at outside corner, but you could if you had to.
If you had to, yeah.
And, yeah, just you're talking elite special teams. You're talking ball skills. Wherever you put them, good things are going to happen. And so we're not trading back again. Let's check out our picks. Again, we traded back. We got Omar Cooper Jr., Joshua Joseph, Bud Clark. So wide receiver, edge, safety.
Yeah.
We've kind of addressed the two biggest needs.
Gotta go offensive line here, bro. This is the fourth round. In a draft without a trade, the Niners will entertain, I believe, an offensive lineman in round four. And I see Logan Jones staring at me right in the face because I feel like the position. Let's just be realistic, right? John, what did they do this offseason? They got two tackles, right? So both tackles, they got their backup swing tackle for the left and Vidarian Lowe. I forgot his name, whatever, yeah. But you know what I'm talking about.
You got
and
it.
And then they got the right backup tackle as well. Like, you get what I'm saying? So I think the Niners' tackles are good. Now, as far as the left guard, they went and got Robert Jones. You're hoping he pans out. And then the offensive line is solidified. The upgrade that you're looking for to replenish a Jake Brendel, because it's the last year of his contract, would be the center position. So I'm looking at Logan Jones. He's coming
out. Center-only prospect in my mind.
He's a center-only prospect, but he's coming out of a system in Iowa, which would translate, in my opinion, very well with the San Francisco 49ers.
49ers rush road trip is going down under. The 49ers and Rams play in Australia to open up the 2026 season, and we got you covered. We are now taking deposits in a partnership with X Hospitality and True Fan Travel. All you have to do is go to 49ersrushroadtrip.com, and you can sign up right there and get your deposit in. It's $499 deposit, but here's the kicker. Fully refundable all the way until the end of May, which that's going to give you several weeks after the official announce of the schedule. But we're trying to build this out and make sure that we have spots for everybody that is serious about going. So, however, if we fill up our spots and you didn't get your deposit in, then I hate to say it, probably not going to be able to travel with us. We're covering direct flights from San Francisco all the way to Melbourne. We've got 4-star hotels. We're all going to be staying together. I can't announce that until the NFL announces. They've got a lot of red tape on that. Game tickets, which it's going to be very difficult to get game tickets for this international game. It's the first game ever in Australia. We got you. We got transportation to and from the game. We have all-inclusive tailgate before the game. We have a rally the day before the game with a former player. We'll announce that later. We're going to the wildlife refuge. We've got wine tasting and dinners covered. We've got you. So go to 49ersrushroadtrip.com. Go ahead and check it out. Make sure you like it. And again, if you're one of those people that's like, I'm not coming from San Francisco, we have non-flight options. So if you just want to meet us there, that is there as well. If you want to stay longer than the 7 days that we're going, you do the non-flight option, fly out on your own. You join us for the week of the game. We have everything covered. Everybody is welcome to come, all ages included. So go to 49ersrushroadtrip.com, get your deposit in now, and make sure you save your spot for this legendary event, 49ers Rush Road Trip. And if you have any questions, just go to the site, fill out the contact list with, hey, can I do this? It's on the site. They will get your questions answered. And if they don't, email me. 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com. I will get you your answers. Do not miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime event.
I say get Logan Jones. You solidify your center position in the next year or two. He's a bona fide center, and he'll be good to go. If there's an injury there, I guarantee you he can kick him in. He's good at calling protections. I mean, he literally plays the center position really well. So I don't know if I'm selling him to you. I do like Brian Parker the second because he can play center too, but he's more of a tackle. But right. He took some reps at center as well. That's just me.
I like Logan Jones. I feel like not the most athletic. Like, he's got the speed, but like, he's a center only guy. Like, Niners don't have a lot of those, but like, you draft him here. Does he compete for that backup job, or is he? Like, where do you put him on the roster? Because I think he's a damn good player, and I want a center so damn bad.
So, look, they went and got the undrafted kid, Drake Nugent. We know he's undersized. He's probably just going to be a practice squad player for his career. Like, some guys are just career practice squad guys, and some guys are cool with that. Like, they understand that that's their calling. It's Jake Brendel. We heard them say that Brett Toth would probably kick in and play some backup center or whatever like that. That's why you draft a center so you have more versatility on your offensive line, because Toth is literally a guard that can play center. So get the guy in here. He's young. It's a fourth-round pick, and you work him out, and you'll be good to go. I don't know. He's athletic enough for me. Might not he's run quick. Fast, but he's quick. Quick, right? 10-yard
he's
split.
Small.
He's just he's but he's not as tiny as Drake Nugent.
Bruno. Oh, there you go. Yeah, well said. All right, we're taking Logan Jones. I love it. We get a center. First time the 49ers drafted center in 13 consecutive drafts. I'm a very, very happy man. All right, now we're back on the clock. Let's see here. Just the big board update. Caleb Proctor, defensive tackle. Brian Parker still there. Justin Jolly, kind of wide receiver, smooth tight end guy.
And man, Michael there. Trigg, they the same player.
Trigg, those injuries, man. I know. He's kind of on my
I know.
Touch
I respect that. I respect that.
Oh, Brennan Thompson, you want the fastest player, one of the fastest players in the draft. He's there. Will Lee, the second. Takario Davis, cornerback. We haven't addressed that position. Zane Durant, we talked about double dipping.
Let's talk about getting a defensive lineman, right? So let's talk about – let's put Zane Durant versus Caleb Proctor. Let's put the guy from Penn State, the big school, with the guy that was a better prospect, is a better player in 2025 coming out of college, and Caleb Proctor coming from a small school, okay? So, like, that is what we kind of got to figure out. Do we go with the smaller school guy with the higher upside, with the more production – or do we go with a guy that was utilized in a way with high motor, super energy, won't take a playoff, and is ready to go? I feel like when you get a guy like Zane Durant, you got your edge, you got your bookends already set. This guy gets to just tee off one-on-one up front with
ran
somebody.
Ran a 4.7.
Bro, this dude
ran a
is
4.7.
But he's a physical specimen in a tube. Like, he's physically gifted. His sack numbers aren't going to be high, but damn, we don't got any defensive interior guys with high sack numbers. Even Ziggy, Odighi, we traded for doesn't give you high sack volume. What does he give you? High motor, disruptive. Yeah. That's Zane Durant.
He's a rush crush. He's one of my favorite players in this draft. Never missed a game in 4 seasons at Penn State. Never like no injuries, no games missed. He's one of my favorite
players. A breezy baller or something like that. I like Paul.
Dude, I'm gonna go to work on the alliteration.
I'm gonna get you. You got some work to do after the show. I love the Rush Crush. That is so fire, man.
Like, so yeah, I love Zane Durant. I don't think it's close between these two players, but Caleb Proctor has shot up the rankings.
Absolutely.
Like whenever I built my 200, we're doing 200 plus prospects. Caleb Durant or Caleb Proctor wasn't one of our 200 to start. Like, he has just vaulted up. But Zane Durant's one of my favorite players in this draft.
I like Durant. I understand what Proctor has done.
Right.
But let's talk about the competition, because you're talking Big Ten football going up against NFL offensive linemen. Literally, that's what they produce. And then you got Caleb Proctor coming from a small school. So I really think Durant in the right system, who probably has one of the quickest get-offs. Please don't compare Zane Durant to Javon Kinlaw. This guy doesn't have bad knees. This guy
he's
doesn't 6'1", have
290. They're not
he
even
doesn't have he doesn't play with a high pad level. I understand he's an athletic freak of a specimen, but he's a totally different prospect. His don't focus on his PFF grades or anything.
He's built
like
Osa. He's built like Osa.
Who did we just trade for?
Osa.
So find that guy. Find that guy.
We're taking Zane Durant. I don't think it's close.
Oh, I just saw a player.
Uh-oh, and he's gone? Did he go away?
No, we could have talked about Benny and the Jets. Rashawn Benny.
Benny,
your run stuffer.
Jets. Man, I hate that you missed that. Now, tight ends, we're back on the clock here. And I think we have, let's see here. Let's go to our selections. We've still got 3 picks because of the trade back. So we got back-to-back picks here, 138, 139. And then we got the extra 144.
Which is the 5th round pick.
Yeah, which is what we did. I want to talk tight end. Justin Jolly, I like. He does his work before the catch. You know, much more of a receiving kind of threat. Jack injuries, you've got the guy. He's a jack of all trades. It's in his freaking name. He just does everything. You want him to block. You want him to be a seam stretcher. He could do that. He's not a great athlete, but, like, just does the damn job well. Has done it his entire career at Cal and at Texas. Michael Trigg and Eli Raridan are kind of off the board for me because of injuries. I am... I like Eli Raridan a lot more, but I just don't feel comfortable with those injuries. Same thing with Dallin Bentley from Utah. I like him.
I like Dallin Bentley, though.
Man, those injuries. I think he's missed like 3 out of 4 consecutive seasons, but his tape is fun as hell, and he was healthy in 2025.
If you get, I say this, right? I like Bentley. I like Trigg. I like Jolly. But Jolly is literally the oh my gosh. Remember that tight end from Jacksonville?
Brent Strange?
Nope. This is a while back.
Evan Engram?
Nope. Before Engram days. He was a former basketball player, and he could just jump through the gym. It was kind of played during the same era of Jimmy Graham. I wouldn't compare Jolly to Graham, but I would compare him to that tight end from the Jaguars. They can't think of his name. But that
is a receiver. Help us out, chat.
He was just a receiving tight end, but he used to catch hella passes, man. Like act like big catch radius. It was crazy.
That's Jolly because he's not a yak guy. He's not a blocker. He's not fast. He just finds space and catches everything. Like he's a fun player, but like
Julian Thomas, is that name ring a bell? Ooh. Thomas, somebody Thomas.
That sounds right. It sounds right, but yeah, I'm not the guy to go to there. Oscar Delp's gone. Yeah, then we get to – but, like, this is kind of like – I kind of want to say, dude, we got to get a tight end at this point. The question is, do you want the receiving threat or do you want the extra blocker big body dude?
See, I feel like we can wait to the fifth round. Okay. I would go with Bentley in round 5.
You're okay with that? And he'll be there. It just you got to be okay with his
injury history.
His injury history. So, like, you look at Bentley. Like, here's the thing: major injury history in high school, tib fib fracture, hamstring issues. 2024, he missed time in 3 consecutive seasons. I'm talking 5 or more games.
I think he had
did he have
a top 30 visit with the Niners? Isn't that crazy?
I think they East West Shrined.
They might have had a formal.
But, like, it's not been officially reported to
Julius
my knowledge.
Thomas was his name. Yes.
Julius that's the guy Thomas.
Yeah. That's
my
the guy.
Man. There we go. Yeah. Oscar. Oscar knows all. Oscar knows all, dude. Does. He's such a stud. You stud.
All right. So let's go.
We're going to wait
let's,
there.
Let's wait for the tight end.
Okay.
We got 3 picks left, right?
All right. Brennan Thompson, Will Lee, Takario Davis.
Why not double up at the wide receiver position?
Let's see
and
what's
get,
there.
And get the speedster.
Dude, like, he
needs special teams.
Ooh, Deshaun Stribling.
You like? I like. I started to. I'm starting to like Stribling. I had to do homework because a lot of people have been talking about him. But man, you want to talk about catch radius again? You want to talk about mossing cats? That's a guy. We don't have a Moss. Well, we have Evans.
Now Brennan Thompson more versatility because he could play the X or the slot role. He can play both. He's, again, kick returner, could do it all. Tiny, fast, Jacob Cowing, but better, probably in all areas. Or do you want the big 6'3", runs a 4'3", catch radius, you know, kind of, you're going to look a lot like Mike Evans. If
I like Stribling. I'm not going
to
lie.
I do, too. It's not even close to me between these two. Hey, Niner faithful. If you're looking for tickets to see the 49ers play this season, Tick Pick is the destination for the best deals you'll find on tickets with absolutely no hidden fees. Tick Pick guarantees the best price on tickets to every NFL game and beyond. Download the Tick Pick app and use code Niners, NINERS, at checkout to save $10 on your first order. Again, that's code Niners. Get your tickets ready today to cheer on the team with the rest of the 49ers Rush community. And all of our events for the 49ers Rush road trip are sold exclusively on the Tick Pick app or tickpick.com. Just search 49ers Rush.
I would double up at the wide receiving position.
They could use it for sure.
Get you a Cooper, get you a Stribling. This doesn't mean anything at this moment. This means you're just stocking up for the future so you don't end up in some type of contract bid situation when it comes down to Ricky Pearsall and things like that. I think the Niners need to solidify and strengthen this wide receiving room. And then I think we can get that tight end in that fifth with that pick 141.
Oh, I love Deshaun Stribling. Can I hit draft?
Hit it.
I'm very happy right now. Oh, All right, no more trade back. Last pick here. Let's see if one of those tight ends, Justin Jolly's still there. Injury's still there.
This is tough, man. If Dude, Jolly is there, I'll go Jolly, man.
All right.
Give Brock all the weapons he can get, man. You know, Brock is the future. Give him all the weapons. We got one more pick. And
oh, do we? Let's see.
Yeah,
here.
we got the fifth round pick.
Oh, this is the fifth round pick. That's right. We had back-to-back going
back. We have five fourth round picks in this draft. All right, let's go.
Check
is
still there.
We got to go defense. We might go corner. We might go.
Again, just our selections. Omar Cooper, Joshua Joseph, edge, Bud Clark, safety. We got our center, Logan Jones, D-line, Zane Durant, wide receiver, Deshaun Stribling, tight end. No running back. We've got no linebacker, no corner, and no offensive tackle.
I think the linebacking room is pretty deep.
I don't think they go there.
Now, running back is an interesting situation. I would look at defensive end again. I would look at the running back.
Ooh, Catron Allen.
Catron Allen. That's the power back. Yo, how cool would it be to get a power back into this offense? Especially since Kyle's talking about, you know, lessening the load for Christian McCaffrey. You're going to need a power back, right?
Dude, just he's solid all around. Wasn't asked to do a lot of the reception stuff.
They had
but
Nick
only
Singleton.
Had one drop. Yeah, they had Nick Singleton. I like Catron Allen way more than Nick Singleton. I did not like his tape this year. Like I struggle with running backs that have poor vision. I do not like that.
Which is interesting that you said that, because if you go back to 2024 tape, Nick Singleton and Catron Allen should have came out in that draft.
Yeah,
but they bet on themselves. And they had to deal with Jeremiah Love, idiots, right? And Jadarian Price. So that kind of changed the game. All right, I'm good on an undrafted guy. I'm not going to lie.
Cool,
I feel
like
it's going to be good. I would look at corners or edge. I just feel like, yeah.
A lot of the same guys
like
there.
Price Sock.
Dakario Davis, Price Sock, TJ Hall, Charles Dimmons, Jalen Husky.
Devin Marshall is a guy that I really like.
Yeah, talk
out of
to
North
us about
Carolina State, man. He's another guy that plays good zone corner, plays real good sticky, icky coverage out there, and gets interceptions. I just feel like interceptions is what's missing from the secondary. You add interceptions and turnovers. The PBUs are great, but you add guys that have the knack for the football, that don't get penalized a lot, that plays with good vision and coverage down the football field, that has enough speed to make up those are guys that I like. Those are guys that I feel like will fit. You know what I mean?
One of the highest zone cover corners in this draft. He can play everywhere. He is a perfect scheme fit for sure. So we going Devin Marshall? Like, I like this pick.
Can we look at the edge rushers again one more time?
Oh, we want to go edge again. I love it. Is it get our speed guy? Is there a speed guy? We got Caden Curry, Tyreek Sapp.
I like Ndamukong Tucker, not Adam Tucker. I don't even say his name. I know he's not a super speed guy. I know he's an older player. I think he's, what, 26? Probably pass up on
24
him.
Currently.
He's 24. Sorry. My bad.
Ran a 4.7. He's got good acceleration. His top end speed's not great. His 40 time wasn't great.
Yeah, but he wins
his 10
on the
yard
edge,
was
so
elite. 10 yard was great.
So all right. So break this down to me like I'm a baby that's coming out of 2 years old, right? If the acceleration is great, why does he need chase down top 40 speed? I don't get it. The guy wins on the edge. The pass rush win rate is damn near 30%. I understand he went to Western Michigan, but damn.
He's got the third highest havoc rate of the entire draft class at the edge position. Like, he's disruptive. And so I'm with you. That initial burst, the GTFO, as Chris Kucerik, the D-line coach, calls it, he's got it. I love this pick. Good burst. Senior Bowl standout when you were there.
Yeah.
A lot of positive
stood out
tape there in practice. Must win with finesse. That's kind of my issue. But if you're looking for that speed rusher, you didn't get Romello Height. You didn't get, you know, the first, second round speed edge guys. You got Joshua Josephs. But the Niners, when they draft back-to-back positions in the same draft, the second guy always wins out. Like, this is an important position
crazy
to go after.
Can you? Are there any speed guys left? I'm just curious.
Trey Moore, he's got some for sure.
Yeah, I really like Rager.
Yeah.
What about linebackers that may be outside linebackers? Like, you know what I mean? That we're not seeing. Like,
Warren,
if you go speed.
York kind of does a little bit of everything.
What about Orr, though, out of TCU? Are we done with TCU linebackers? Because that dude is fast.
he quick now. Yeah, but you got to tell me. I still will never forget watching that Michigan-TCU game.
Okay, we're not going to talk about that. All right, because we drafted like five players from that whole game, yo. And none of them are. Well, only one on
Sean Lynch's daughter goes there. So he's there all the time.
Got you. I do like Terrain York out of Texas A&M. But he's not an outside guy.
Yeah. My thing is I would definitely go edge or I would go corner.
So the question is, are we going to go Devin Marshall, the ball hawk corner, good zone guy, or do we double up at edge? Cause we didn't address the corner. Oh, here's my theory. What if we did this, right? Let's say we go with the corner. Okay. I know we got Nate Hobbs. And then we go and sign freaking Hassan Reddick.
I'm not the biggest Hassan Reddick guy,
me
but
neither,
I'd be
but
very
he still
happy
can win on
that.
The edge.
Yes, he can. Yes, he can. He's a mercenary. You just pay for him to hump you. I like this. Let's go Devin Marshall. We cool
Let's
with
go
it?
Devin Marshall, bro. Let's go.
Dude,
Let's go.
I love this draft.
Let's get it.
I love this draft. Yeah,
they can hate me now and hate me later, too. But
there
this is
go.
It.
All right, let's go through it real quick. Omar Cooper, we traded back, got two extra picks. We got Omar Cooper, pick 35. Joshua Joseph Edge in the second round. Bud Clark with an extra pick in the fourth round. Love that. You look at the grades. We got an A-plus for Omar. We got a B-plus for Joshua Josephs. We got an A for Bud Clark. A-plus for Logan Jones. A for Zane Durant. B for DeJon Stripling, maybe my favorite pick of this draft. A plus Justin Jolly and a C for Devin Marshall. Oh man, I love it.
This is a great freaking draft, man. Like the extra picks, trading back out of the first round. And I know people are gonna be like, why'd you trade out of the first round? Well, because we were able to get a fourth
Bud Clark.
And we were
and
able to get
Devin
Bud Clark
Marshall.
And Devin Marshall, which, you know, in my opinion, are two positions that need to be addressed, right? And so we just made every room to me that much better because this is a talented mock draft right here. This is a talented mock draft.
I love it, man. I love it. I love it. Wayne, yeah. I would sign you up for a 49ers general manager decision maker. I'm just going to be honest with you. That's
man,
a damn good draft. That was
I appreciate
fun.
That, man. Appreciate that. Had a lot of fun. Hope you guys had a lot of fun. Make sure you guys smash that like button. Subscribe to both channels if you're not already subscribed, man, because Tuesdays will be back in full swing, man. This is great, great work you're doing, John. And this draft is going to be, I think, monumental. Like, even I just did my weekly mock draft where I just stayed at the six picks and I picked six players that I feel like would be, you know, pivotal for the 49ers to continue on their road, you know, for the six Lombardi. Like, and the key is to get more picks, but we have to find teams that are willing to trade.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Real quick update. I do have my Jerry Rice tier Zoom hangout is tonight at 5 p.m. So if you want to go sign up to 49ersrush.com or a Patreon page, we're going to be hanging out, hearing from you what you think the 49ers should be doing on the draft. And everybody needs to go check out the Wayne Breezy over on Patreon. He puts together the best stuff out there, especially if you want to learn more about the draft. Go do that. Subscribe to the Wayne Breezy everywhere you watch, listen, download. Wayne, take us out of here, my friend.
Faithful, the draft is approaching quicker rather than slower or sooner, whatever the damn phrase is you want to use. All I know is get ready. We're going to be bringing you lots and lots of content right here on the Rush Channel. Love you guys. Keep it faithful to the Bay. Peace.